Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. This is Johnny, playing Professor Edric Farthings.
I'm Jeremy, playing Captain Orion James.
I'm Carlin, playing Dran, a little more than agitated, Renner.
I'm Stephanie, playing Miranda, considering going back on her code, Kristoff.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm playing Puppet Master Masters.
Puppet Masters.
They still have Metallica in that age?
Yes, Enter Sandman is now considered to be an archive work.
Yeah, I bet.
And I am Jordan. I am the GM. And previously, when we left off from Bone Throwers Theater, there was a bit of an altercation going on in the meeting because Burntail was just trying to have her fair say in the meeting and was rudely interrupted when somebody cut her with a knife.
Nice.
And then drew a gun.
That somebody would be Mr. Dran Renner.
She had her say, Dran had his say back.
She never even got a chance to talk to you.
Well, Dran doesn't know that. He doesn't know what's going on.
So at the moment, we have Dran with a rifle to Burntail's face.
Yes.
Orion James with a pistol to Dran's head. And
Masters.
So let's go ahead and jump into the... Yeah, Gregory Himmel is there as well as... Dan Gendel and Willis Masters. So everybody is kind of on edge at the moment.
Just a bit.
Kind of.
And also Captain Aurora James is there as well. So now we have guns trained at each other's heads. Does anybody want to say anything?
Lower your rifle, Mr. Renner.
Well, real quick, what are the other people present doing? Like, what kind of reaction is that?
Dan Gendel has... I'm assuming I can say what he's doing.
Sure.
He is armed as per previous instructions, so he has his pistol on him, and his hand went straight to it, but hasn't drawn it yet.
Gregory's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's Gregory doing? He'd have Dran's back.
Gregory is just kind of looking around confused.
Jesus.
It's like, what is going on?
Is this another orbital?
He is a scientist. No, he's a butt kisser.
He's science folk.
Orbital was sarcastic. And whiny.
Well, what goes through Willis Master's head is, I want to stop this. So he draws on his French flu ability of possession. I rolled a 10.
Okay.
To do this. What I want to do is shoot down some vines to grab all said guns and arms holding guns, aiming guns up.
Okay.
Did you?
So this is your... What is the name?
And also Dran's other hand with the knife.
Okay, what's the name of this actual skill? Possession?
Yeah, possession.
Okay.
So would I get, like, an athletics roll?
The way that this one works is that you need to hit a target number of 25.
Oh.
That's
a hard one.
Hero points. Yeah.
Lots of them.
And also, the sorcerer takes control of the physical body of a single character or creature.
Oh, okay.
Only one.
So only one?
Yeah.
Not both guys.
The sorcerer may make the possessed character or being take any physical action that it is capable of, but it can't make it use magic or any perk. The possessed being uses its own might and agility, but skills depend on those of the sorcerer. The possessed may contest the sorcerer for control each round.
But he's not possessing one of us. He's possessing the tree to do something.
No.
Well, he wants to do is just grab the arms and
right.
All the guns and pull them up.
Using vines from the tree, so he could, potentially could still grab all the weapons, because he's just...
Because there's a lot of vines from the tree.
He's just using one tree to do that.
I mean, the way that I was interpreting it was that, you know, like, When he met a couple of episodes ago, Jeff mentioned the waterbending tribe from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Where they had the vines that curled around them and were waterbending the vines inside there to like pick things up and to move things, and there was a gigantic monster. He's got vines looped around him. Like, that's part of his makeup now, is that there are vines that are on his arms and everything like that. So
he shoot those vines out.
I was thinking that those were the vines that he was using to make to accomplish whatever it is he's trying to do.
So maybe possession is not what the spell you want.
Yeah, maybe you're just commanding the tree, which obviously you can do pretty effortlessly because of what you did with the.
Well, he requested the tree.
Tree to do that.
You'd have to send it an email.
Yeah. Yeah, just send it to tree mail.
Tree mail. When you get around to it. Can you disarm everyone?
I'll grow instead.
Okay.
Grow?
I have growth.
Okay.
I'll just grow my arm out and be like, hold on.
Just have like a larger hand than usual, so it's a bigger stop sign.
Yeah.
Hold the sword.
Stop times two.
Hey, have you ever seen these really big stop signs?
So you're not going to actually touch anyone?
I guess not.
Okay.
Not till my abilities are better.
Okay, so the target number for that would be 23.
11. Dang it. I only have two dice to work with, so...
Yeah. Let me see something. Like, magic would be a wit.
Yeah. It's my wit plus two.
Okay. So... You've only got 2d plus 2 and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I built my character to be a fighter.
Yeah. Well, that might be something that you want to spend character points on.
Yes.
Okay. You're not able to really reach out like that, like what you want. I mean, you can shoot some vines out, like as like a party streamer type of thing.
Everybody get down!
Masters, vine whip.
Everybody get down. But,
the vine whip, that's a great idea. Grow a vine out and whoosh.
That would be
a mic check. Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, could I just, like, throw them out to hit the guns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that would be more of my might then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swinging from vine to vine.
Let's see. 10, 18, plus... Felix Spider-Man. Yeah, 18.
Okay, that's good.
Willis Peacekeeper. He speaks for the trees.
He's a Lorax.
So in that case, would I do, like... Would everyone roll athletics to see if they actually, like, move away from...
Yeah, go ahead and see if you can keep a hold of your weapon by rolling athletics.
Yeah. That was my...
athletics?
Yeah.
We need to heal me. Keep not doing
after
that.
After this conversation.
Be 17.
Wow.
That's really good.
19.
Okay. Jeez.
So I got 17. He got 19. Would I have to beat what he rolled for it, or?
Yeah.
Hold on to your
game. Yeah, I rolled an 18. No. Yeah, an 18.
Yeah, he rolled 18.
No.
So,
hero point.
Oh.
So I keep my weapon. Not only do I keep my weapon, but I also, can I parlay my athletics move into dropping and sweeping the legs of Burntail?
I think that would be another athletics check.
Yeah, I figured as much. Oh, yeah, it makes sense. It's legitimate.
He rolls a 2.
Yeah, watch it. Watch that happen. Oh my god, not far from it.
Yeah.
8. So that, I mean, if it's easy to do, which I assume it's probably not.
She is going to...
She's a cat.
She's going to try and...
She would have to do athletics, too.
Yeah.
She'd jump over your foot. And...
Please, like, the worst.
7.
Oh! No, wait, I got an 8. Wait, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, I had an 8. So she gets...
So she jumps, but you knock her back heel underneath. So she kind of falls and lands on her on her knees.
And my rifle's pointed at her head still. So she's in a down position.
But the vines have kind of yanked it out of position. You still have control of it, but it's pointed away from her.
Yeah.
Is it for...
Well, I thought that I was using... Hold on. I thought I was using the hero point in order to...
Oh, that's right. That's
dodge
right.
it. That's yeah. Right. So it dodges it. So I still have control. So it's still pointed at Burntail. Yeah. And Burntail's now, like, down on the ground.
I'm going to kick the rifle up away from Burntail.
So that'd be an athletics roll?
So yeah. Do I roll athletics against it?
Yeah, to keep a hold.
I've never used athletics before. Now it's like three in a row. It's amazing. This is like the
most awkward fight you've ever
seen. I know, right? Well, you just have to picture it going a lot quicker.
Oh, I know. I don't have a problem picturing it going quicker. It's, it's vine shoot.
It's 12.
Duck underneath the vine shoot.
Leg sweep.
Leg sweep.
Kick.
Kick. It's just... Because you have four different people going to different actions.
Yep.
That's why I dropped a hero point on it.
Okay. So.
I'm not gonna. I'm good.
Yeah. So the hero points, how much?
Six.
They're worth six.
Worth six? Okay.
Yeah.
You can use the maximum three?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go ahead and... Burntail is pretty aggravated by your attack on her.
Well, so am I.
She is going to scoop out some coals... With might, just throw them into your face.
Ooh.
Roll die.
With the well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's gonna die. Or I am.
I rolled pretty darn well.
Yeah, I bet.
Roll dodge.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to do another athletics
roll. 18, 21.
So another athletics roll?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think I can top 21.
Not that wild.
14.
Yeah, so...
So I have to roll something against
yeah,
the damage.
Yeah, we're going to say that... what would coals be for damage?
Fire?
Yeah.
Burning flesh?
I'm trying to think of how many die. I'd
say probably...
I'd say two die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's 2D.
A whole lot. So what would I roll for my soak?
Might.
2D okay, burn damage.
Yeah. Shoot, I lost a die in my pile.
Hate it when that happens.
8.
10. So I don't actually get damaged.
It doesn't damage you, but it definitely
does not make me feel happy. I'm not happy. That's for sure.
And Drew is unhappy, as we all know.
I'm feeling hot flashes.
Her fire is burning down. She needs to rekindle it.
Yeah. She reaches out and grabs your leg. What are you doing?
Well, what happened with the rifle?
He knocked it out of...
Okay.
So, yeah, it knocked out of my hands.
Okay.
I don't have my rifle. So she threw coals at me and hit me with it.
Yeah.
But coals. It didn't do any damage.
And then she grabbed your leg.
And she grabbed my leg. So Dran's grabbing his knife again.
But as soon as she grabbed your leg, she said, what are you doing in your brain?
I don't care. Because at this point, like, Dran's moving too... Like, everything's moving too fast. I really don't think there'd be time for that to process. You know what I mean? Like, he's moving too fast. Everything's moving too fast. So Dran's grabbing his knife back. And... going down at the arm again. Because it's on him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
He's also possibly, like, worried about being infected with French flu if she's thinking her
This is a good roll. Oh my god, this is a good roll.
Wow. Her arm might be gone.
Well, I think she needs
to roll... That's just a hit.
Yeah. She needs to roll perception to see if he's swinging.
That's 20...
I guess whatever that is.
3 to hit.
So she needs to get out of the way.
Might be down an arm.
Well, is she going to get out of the way or is she going to? I mean, if it were me, I'd pull the leg out.
She's got 5D in dodge, so we'll see what happens first.
I don't know. Well, they are jaguars, so...
10... 16, 18...
23 is what I got. So I hit it. So how much damage?
Go ahead and roll knife, Mike.
No, I have one for knife.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, 1 is the damage code.
It's probably not going to be... It's not going to be too bad. Might not really do damage. So it's 10. She'll probably soak it.
3.
Ooh, so she takes 7 damage.
Yeah.
So she has 8 damage now.
Is that arm gone?
8 damage.
Yeah, so she's...
She's wounded. Yeah. She's definitely wounded.
You slice through a few tendons.
Yeah. Making a note here.
So she probably has a significant gash on her arm after that. I mean, that's a... I don't even know. I might even go down to bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's going to try and push your leg out from underneath you.
Well, I would think that her arm would go... Would
well, I mean, she's reaching out with her other arm.
To like okay, athletics, then. Jesus, I love it that I get to roll all these athletics, because I was like, why do I even have it? But now I know. I know he's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Thank you.
All American hero.
Okay. Twelve on my athletics.
You have those grenades, but you don't know what they do.
Yeah, I know. But I also don't really have time to use them.
No, you don't.
So we tied. So
who does Ty go to? Or is it
Ty goes to Loser.
Yeah. It's
standard risk rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that you're able to get out of the way.
Okay.
Just fine. And so then she just reaches over and grabs Orion's leg and goes, what is he doing?
I'm going for the arm that's going after him then. Because I don't know any better. Because this is all threat to me. So I'm trying to stab the other arm. I mean...
Well, is anybody else going to get to...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah.
What are
people doing? Yeah, I say...
Because if everyone's going to...
I'm going to yell up, stand down. No,
or James wouldn't just let
the
knife be swinging. Point, I think Dan is going to draw his weapon and aim it on Dran.
No. I don't think Dan would do that.
Well, he would aim it on Dran and say, everybody stop.
I don't think Dan would actually
He's
do that.
He's just trying to protect life. Like, this, he just wants the conflict to stop.
So it's,
everybody stop.
It's indiscriminately pointed at Dran.
Yeah.
I think it would be indiscriminately pointed at Burntail.
Yeah. Because they're
because
not of the same species.
Because it's an outside threat.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I don't know.
I just don't think
like,
it's
in this
character.
Position, I'm imagining, like, at this point, he's now going after her because she's coming over to, James, who was defending her earlier, so now it looks like Dran is the aggressor in the situation, so as a doctor, he's going to stop the aggressor.
But he also witnessed the... Because he doesn't know how the jaguar speaks. So he witnessed the jaguar dig nails into Dran's shoulder.
Right.
Which started the whole thing. So I would think, logically...
See,
well, it wasn't...
Just
because was,
Dran's in the middle.
It wasn't a dig nails, it was just...
But... I don't know. Just from the perspective of the person, of people who only know the jaguars as aggressors, I would see it as people would immediately assume it's an aggressive
move. Regardless, he pulls his weapon and shouts, everybody stop.
Is he fired in the air or something?
Oh, that would be
you
bad.
Know,
maybe?
I mean, if he fires it, then that's just going to start a war.
No, okay, hold so on bad. A minute. Sorry, I haven't been in the military or anything, but Dan Jindal is
a doctor.
A field medic.
Yeah.
So he probably would not fire in the air.
Chances are he is not trained.
Because he has
military
experience.
Trained to what?
To fire a weapon indiscriminately into the air.
He has military experience. So he wouldn't just pull it and fire in the air.
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay
so no, he pulls the weapon, trains it on the middle of the situation, and says, everybody stop.
So he, but he's trained, so he wouldn't do that.
Do I need to roll command or something?
You can try.
Yeah, he'd probably have to do command.
But
I don't think I even
have. Was that under wit?
Charm.
It's charm. How charming is Dan?
Well, 9.
Everybody roll to listen to Dan.
What are we rolling against?
Wit.
Wit?
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's okay with me.
Witty man.
That is totally wrong.
I ain't listening.
5.
So, the only one who's not listening is Dran.
Wait.
Yeah, I got 18, so I'm definitely not listening.
Awesome. Alright.
What about Burntail?
She can't understand him.
No, but that's kind of obvious what he's saying, though.
No.
Not from the context?
No,
because
she can't understand.
She would
at
think
all.
That she.
Plus, he's an outsider to Burntail.
It's noises.
Yeah. As far as Burntail knows, as far as Burntail knows, he's with Dran.
I mean, the best way to resolve the situation is for either Willis or Orion to somehow get in contact with her.
So in the meantime, I'm stabbing again.
Can I employ selflessness?
Can we time out here?
Yeah. I feel like we...
Because...
Let's roll agility.
Because Orion would not listen to a field medic saying to stop when Dran is about to kill the context the of the situation.
Like, he was very obviously he's not referring listen to Dran and Burntail.
Yeah.
Because you're disarmed.
At this point. No, I'm not.
Your weapon has been...
No, it has not.
His weapon still is in his hand.
Yeah, he's still got it.
I thought you said that...
No,
he was disarmed. Dran lost his... He lost his gun.
Okay, I'm not paying well attention.
Yes, Dran lost his rifle. Well,
what I wanted to do was invoke my selflessness complication and sort of jump in between the two to stop them.
You might bleed chlorophyll, watch out.
Good job. He also has very thick skin.
It's better than
That's smart.
So you're diving just, between...
Yeah, diving between saying...
And Orion would try and grab the knife hand of Dran.
Okay, so...
Stand down.
Roll to stab Willis.
Accidentally, point out. Accidentally stab Willis. Although, whatever. 11.
You'll want to roll your... 11. Close, that's successful.
Might...
Yeah, you'll want to roll Mike to soak.
Well, am I rolling to stop the knife first?
Okay.
Oh, so it will hit Masters? Wouldn't he roll Athletic? No, because he's getting...
What am I rolling here?
Yeah, I'm moving into the Athletic. Path.
I would think so, yeah. Athletics. Or if you want to, like, muscle it away, Mike.
I have more in Athletics, so let's go with Athletics. I
bet you the knife rolls.
11.
So
do I have to roll something?
Neutralize his 11 for a strike.
Yeah.
Is that how that works, or would it... I don't know. I'm a little confused on it.
Let me explain how I see this.
Sure.
Is Dran rolled an 11 for the strike.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
While he was striking, Orion rolled an 11 to block strike.
So I couldn't really have an athletic...
Yeah, what I'm saying is that as you're going to strike, he knocks your hand out of the way so that you kind of stumble forward.
And I basically stab the air to the side of Willis.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. It neutralizes that strike, so it doesn't actually hit.
Now, if you want to like wrap your arms around him, like in a tree hug.
Tree hug.
Foot hug.
I would go ahead and make a might roll to try and like grab a hold of him so that.
So Willis is basically like, God, someone needs a hug really bad.
Yeah. just kind of like a wrestling hold type.
Friendship.
Thing. Apparently, it's magic.
Can't we all stop fighting and hug?
That is his power.
Oh wow!
He's Mati from Captain Planet.
Heart. His Jedi and Star Wars.
You are getting hugged, friendship, my friend. As well as
his powers. You're getting hugged so well.
We'll be cuddled.
Let's see.
Okay, so he's rolling to hug me.
He's rolling to restrain you.
Yeah. Okay, resist. I have to roll to resist hug.
I would go ahead.
Resist.
There's another shirt idea. I'm rolling to resist hug.
So that I would say that would be agility.
Just
the
athletics,
that's
or
what I need, babe.
Yeah, that would probably be it. Resist hug.
8, 9.
I don't want your love.
Can't buy
he's
me
trying to give
love.
You wood.
Oh,
plus
God.
1d.
F15.
Because it's brawling, so it's plus 1d. Okay, so I got a what?
A lot.
30.
Whoa! You give very aggressive hugs.
30.
Let's see. 10. 21.
Okay, well, you got me because I got 15.
Yeah, 30.
You more 30. Than doubled. You basically doubled.
So, what happens is that you grab a hold of him, and then the vines that have been around you just like unspool from your shoulders and just wrap around Dran's body. Basically,
stand down, I say into your face.
So. First of all, what's going through Dran is like, Dran would probably be impressed by the strength, wouldn't he?
Oh, okay. Yes.
So he'd basically first in his head just be
that's
like,
my strength anyways.
He'd be like, oh my god.
Even without strong. Being a tree.
But then he'd also, you know, he's still like struggling because obviously he's not like, you know, just going to immediately calm down. I mean, obviously he's not getting out, but let he's like trying to struggle. So.
So into Dran's face, stand down.
Dran spits in Willis's face.
Willis says,
roll charm.
I have to roll charm to spit. No,
it was a joke.
I don't think that's charming.
Roll anti-charm. Roll insult.
You charmed by my spit?
Well, in some cultures, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how he's jaguar.
I water the tree.
You are offering the water of your body.
Well, if you're spitting, then I'm going to roll my brawling again. To
No, it was a joke.
No, I wasn't
joking.
No,
he was
going to
spit me in the face.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to roll athletics to see if it lands on him?
No.
I'm going to headbutt you.
What? Oh.
Brawling.
With my brawling.
Yep.
Which is...
Bye-bye.
5D.
Good night, Dran.
See. 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Staff Sergeant Willis Max.
He's proven himself.
Wow, you can
straight
at the line.
Yep.
21. Headbutt to the face.
What do I roll for that? And I would probably have a penalty, I assume.
That would be agility to try and get your head out of the way.
But actually, it would probably just be athletics. But at the same time, would I have a penalty to that since I
am? Yeah, it'd be like a -5 because it's point blank.
Okay, got it. This is not going to go well for me. No, it's still not going to go well for me. Don't worry.
11.
Well, it would be 12 and then minus the 5, so it would be 6. Oh, no.
7.
Yes.
All right.
So that didn't work.
Roll the damage.
For my brawling.
That would be just straight up might.
Straight up might. Okay.
And my might is for the soak.
Yes. You better hope you roll a 6.
It's not going to go well.
Let's see.
Ooh. Nope.
15.
Went terribly.
Don't kill him.
6.
Ooh.
So.
That's 11.
It's 11 damage.
Incapacitated.
You are knocked out.
Yep.
Boom!
So Dran goes limp.
-6.
It's about time that happened.
Oh, 9. I'm sorry. 9.
Oh, it was 9. But
so,
still
incapacitated. Yeah.
Orion is going to immediately go down to Burntail, touch her, and say, that was not part of the plan. Jindal.
Oh!
Over here.
Hero point. Nice.
Alright, Jindal. Holsters his weapon and comes back over to perform triage.
Okay.
Whatever.
Is Gregory Himmel peeing himself?
Himmel is just standing there like, what the hell is going on?
He's in this stance.
You know, being a biologist.
Hands at the ready, crouched like, what do I do?
Being a biologist, he wants to take samples of these.
Well, yeah, but I mean, not like this.
Like, can you save some of that blood for me?
So that, man, the whole point of the conversation, I even forget what she was going to ask him.
I'm sure she would have forgotten, too.
I'm sure she's forgotten now, as well.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to be honest, she's not very bright if she's just, I don't know.
Well, she doesn't
I'm
understand.
I'm going to roll Jindal's medicine. Okay. 11.
The way that healing works is that you need to go ahead and make a strength check.
No. I was asking Jindal to heal Burntail.
Oh, yeah. Burntail. Okay. Oh, well, Burntail.
You just put a band-aid on the cut.
See, I'm sorry. I was mistaken. It's gotten all
Grant's confusing. Just knocked down.
Am I going to be roommates with Caprio now?
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, crap. How do we not leave you alone with Caprio, then?
Well, thieves are restrained.
So this is a might difficulty?
That puts a damper on your plans to take over.
So what'd you roll?
11.
Hold on.
2D plus 1.
13.
You got knocked out.
13. She needed a target number of... she was just wounded, so 6. So she's going to be able to heal 1 to stunned. which would then take care of itself in a few moments. So,
okey-dokey.
Question.
Yeah.
How stable were the grenades?
They have pins.
Yeah, I mean,
they've got pins.
They were stable.
They're military.
I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't...
All I did was alter the chemicals inside of it.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a situation where there was, like, enough force exerted by Willis that it would, like, explode.
Okay. No. So, if a wounded character rests, he's allowed a might check.
Grenades are actually very
stable. And if successful, he heals a wound level. So go ahead and make a might check for both of you two.
All right, what was my target for that again?
You are severely wounded?
Yes.
Yeah. Severely wounded is a 6.
And do I get to roll my full complement, or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So wait, I'm incapacitated. What am I looking to hit?
19.
8. Finally, you get to go up a level.
10. I rolled a 10.
You get a die back.
I did hit 8.
Yeah, so you get to move up to...
Severely wounded.
Severely wounded.
Oh, my gosh. Gains a level.
Severe... What's moderate is...
Yeah, you're moving up from... So you were severely wounded?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to move up to wounded.
Power up.
Which is...
Minus 20.
Just one day? Okay, all right.
So I'm conscious now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I can talk at least.
Okay, so we're going to take a break there. We'll be back right after this.
Coming soon to a podcatcher near you.
Hey there, that's Carlin.
And that's Jordan.
We've got a lot of interests in common.
Beer.
Role-playing games.
Podcasting.
And movies.
We've combined the first three things in our podcast collective, Nerd Circle Podcast Productions.
And we thought it was high time we add movies to that list.
With that in mind, we invite you to check out Carlin and Jordan's Most Excellent Movie Night.
It's a weekly podcast that explores movies that can be found streaming on the internet's most popular paid movie service.
We talk about each film's story structure, symbolism in the film, significant themes, directing, acting. If you can think of it, it's fair game.
So with that being said, we dish spoilers like there's no tomorrow.
You think people care about that?
Well, it is the internet.
Ah, true.
Anyway, we would love for you to join us.
Absolutely. We want you to help us pick which movies to watch.
Check out our website, mostexcellentmovienight.com, for further info.
Or just search for Carlin and Jordan's Most Excellent Movie Night in iTunes.
Mostexcellentmovienight.com.
Where movies are most excellent.
Willis, you have something to say.
Can I pin Drain to the ground and ask the roots of the ground to sort of bind him to the ground so he can't start anything again?
Sure.
Why not?
Go ahead and roll diplomacy.
Diplomacy.
I don't know if it's necessary, because I was knocked out and I'm severely wounded, so I don't...
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of... This is just adding...
So would it be my charm?
Yeah.
It's more of a just a basic restraint...
Well, he doesn't know how 12?
Effective you'll be when you wake up. He can't judge wounded versus unconscious.
Yeah, the trees are willing to comply. So all of a sudden, you just see these roots just bursting from the ground and just kind of wrapping around Dran Renner.
Not like hurting him or anything.
No, he's just lying on the ground and can't move.
Just restraints so that he can't.
Get up and
try and kill things.
A la Gulliver.
Yes.
Here we go.
A la Gulliver.
Oh, you know that English guy.
Yeah.
Gulliver.
The British dude who was tall. Aurora just looks at you and goes, "Is it normally this fractious when you have a meeting?"
Just kind of give a glance down at Mr. Renner and be like,
"The shrugs."
Well, so Dran is conscious, though.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously, he'd still be trying to struggle, but nothing's going to happen from that, I assume.
Right.
But,
Is he saying anything?
Yeah, he's going to basically say, "What kind of BS is this? This is a trap!" And just, like, start yelling. Yeah, just, like, yelling that it's a trap. Yeah. He's just yelling it's a trap, and we're being attacked.
Burntail... stands up. She's, like, got her arm, like, gripped like this to kind of staunch the flow. And she...
She's been...
Bandaged.
Gauze.
Bandaged.
Yeah. But she's still holding it because...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what you kind of do if you've been injured. She actually, like, kneels on your chest, puts her very cold and wet, moist nose right in your face, and just kind of
licks you. Goes,
that's mature.
Then she gets up. She pees on you. It goes back to Orion.
She marked you for her territory.
Yeah, well, once again, when she does that, Drant spits. So, that's what I know. That's all I can do. There's a chance he spits in her mouth. If she's opening her mouth right there.
No, that he's not.
Icky.
She comes up to you. I will not deal with that one. He is obviously untenable.
That's a nice way of putting it.
All right, you can go through me.
I like that.
She means I like you.
Oh. And then passes him a slip of paper. Check. Check box.
She rubs her head against your arm and hers.
Will you scratch my hindquarters? No or yes.
Do you have tuna?
All right. Ryan's going to pretty much...
Wow.
He's kind of speechless at the moment. Doesn't know what to say. The point of this meeting was to sort of hash out this... supposed to be an alliance to survive against the True Hive. You guys here at the camp have been attacked once, twice by the True Hive, correct?
Yes, sir.
These jaguars are also fearful of the True Hive. So, they've requested an alliance to deal with the True Hive. Our best chance for survival, their best chance for survival. In order to do that, number one, we need to, one, secure the two medical personnel that have been taken away. Also, we need to gather our supplies, see how much we have, see if we can find the supplies of the Alpha team so we have those resources, and then do what we can to help out this fight the Jaguars, the tribe of Nine Claws, is having this feud with the True Hive. Do what we can to help out. It's our best chance for survival. It's their best chance for survival. The other option are to fight everybody, which is not an option for survival.
I want to say Dan is going to speak up and basically just ask, you know, these people have attacked us twice. Who's to say if we help them, they're not going to then turn on us and attack us again?
Dran injects three times now.
Mr. Renner, you were the one that initiated the attack. If you notice, she's hanging on to me. And not attacking.
Yeah, looks like your girlfriend.
Enjoy your wood hug, sir.
I would flick you off, but I cannot move. No, but Dran's basically like, if you believe that all of that was started by me, then you're just as bad. You're part of all of this. You're the problem.
You need to understand that's how they communicate.
Oh! I didn't know that we communicate by stabbing people with claws. Can't blame me on that one.
It's a little scratch too much for you, Mr. Survivalist.
I'm sure you had the same reaction when you were originally abducted. Or did you just submit? That's what I thought.
Dran's getting stared down by James right now.
I don't know. This guy, Aurora says, I don't know. This is kind of funny.
Well, I'm sure she thinks it's funny.
But anyway, all of us who matter, we're of agreement that we're going to deal with the True Hive. Correct?
James didn't answer Jindal's question.
I'm sorry. What was your question again?
The question was, they've attacked us twice. How do we know that once we help them to get rid of their enemy, they'll then come and attack us again? We don't know these people.
All we have, I mean, you're right. All we have to go on is their word and the word of the ambassador to them, which is the first Captain James. That face? Yes, yes, my character is making that face. Is Captain Aurora James. She's been with him for a couple months.
They've only treated me with honor. And Burntail here is one of the most honorable people in the entire tribe.
Yeah, it seems real honorable to me.
Hey, Masters, can you get a vine to go, like, right?
Well,
once again, Captain James, this is on you. First, not dealing with the French flu and allowing the attacks to occur initially, now bringing the enemy straight into our camp to murder us all. Great idea.
Mr. Renner, if you would like to continue your attack and then have the Jaguar squad that's standing right outside fight you?
We can handle that.
You can handle that all by your lonesome, sir. Because guess what? The Marines are not with you.
I beg to differ on that. And here's the thing. I was handling things just fine until Tree Man, Swamp Thing, and yourself got involved. This thing. He's just kind of like with his head motions over to Burntail. It's like, would have been Kitty Chow.
And then if she was Kitty Chow, so would have been the rest of the camp because you killed one of the allies that was here discussing how we're going to go forward.
Aurora does not act like an ally.
Aurora pipes up. The only one who can communicate with us, by the way.
That's interesting.
Who? Burntail?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's a really good way of starting communication, attacking. Attacking when we landed, attacking another time after that and abducting our some of our personnel, and then showing up here and immediately attacking me.
I've had enough of this. We're not having this conversation anymore. I don't even see why.
I turn to Jan, or Dan, I mean.
Jan. He's changed genders.
I turn to Dan. Do you have something that can knock him out?
I was already knocked out. But Dan brought me back for the healing, right? Isn't that what
No, yours is natural healing.
Oh, yeah. It's natural. Okay.
Well, we do have
chloroform?
We do have, yeah, some anesthetics that we use for surgery, right, Dan?
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't think Dan's going to be comfortable knocking out somebody. We still have people that we don't really know if we can trust or not in camp. So getting rid of more people is... I mean, he's restrained. Why do we have to knock him out, too?
So that'll stop being an idiot?
Just walk away from him.
We can move the meeting.
Fair enough.
Take it to the other conference room tree.
The other conference tree.
All right, well...
Are we moving the meeting?
Yes.
I'm going to get on comms. First Sergeant, please resume your duties of watching Mr. Renner. You'll find him on the ground.
To the west of camp.
This is interesting.
What?
You on the ground?
Who's saying that?
The First Sergeant.
It's Robinson?
Yeah, he comes over.
Spits at him.
What are you, a camel?
It's my go-to.
He's a llama.
If it was even more interesting, I'd be like an ibex. You ever seen those things? They're like the noise they make.
So we're gonna cut the scene there. Wow. And we're gonna go back to
the cave
with Miranda.
All right. I think I discussed this with you earlier, but I want to do a medical check to see what sort of supplies I might have. How many hours, I'm assuming I have some way of keeping track, how many hours have I been in this cave now? Has it been days? Has it been just hours?
It's been over 24 hours since you were taken.
Okay.
But the thing is, you don't really have any kind of sense of time because they've taken away all your, like, your time, like, gear, clock gear.
Right. But it's behind a waterfall, right?
So yeah.
Theoretically, there is ambient light.
No, because it's several hundred feet into the actual, like, you've gone through a tunnel to get, that opens up into this 40-foot tall cavern. Not a chasm, a cavern.
That's good. All right, so she is going to do a medicine check, I guess, just to see what supplies she might have in her, on her person or available to her as far as I'm looking for a substance that I could put into the patients that essentially would help them die, but I could treat up to a certain point if we did happen to be rescued. So... What we were talking about, like low levels of arsenic or...
Arsenic is something that has to gradually build itself up into your system to kill you. I mean, lead...
Is there, like, any kind of time release?
I mean, we could do... We could give, like, morphine.
Okay.
I mean, if you just want to OD them, there's plenty of pharmaceuticals.
All right, I'm just gonna... Yeah. I just want to take stock.
Okay. Right now. Go ahead and take stock. We'll see what you got.
Or 22.
Whole lots of barbiturates going on.
Okay. That's good. All right. Dran didn't steal them all.
Not well, this is from Landing Team Alpha.
Uh-huh. All right. So good. I'm going through those. I'm you know, theoretically they're allowing me to like go through medical supplies and whatnot, and I'm just pocketing those.
Like ampules of like phenobarbital, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Just pocketing them.
I have some
and just treating them like their medication and preparing for any eventuality.
Caprio comes up behind you.
McKinley.
Okay.
Someone threw Caprio's card at me, so.
It's not Caprio, it's Robinson.
I have Caprio here. So McKinley comes up behind you and he goes, "Well, they better be ready soon."
Ready for what?
Apparently your friends are coming.
I'm glad to hear that.
You shouldn't be.
Why?
Because they're all going to
die. Yeah, to die, I get it. Uh-huh.
He just holds out his hand and a couple of bees just lift off of his palm. And they fly to you and they begin just circling your head lazily.
So let me ask you a question here, McKinley. If they're all gonna die anyway, what's the point of saving them?
No, these won't die.
Why do you need them?
He reaches out with his hands, and all of the bees that have been in the mud daub hives above the cavern on the ceiling, they just start rushing down in these columns, and they split into 8 columns, and they just all start swarming around the team members of Landing Team Alpha, and they lift them up off the ground. And you see bees just start swarming into their mouths. And you can hear them screaming, but their screams become more and more quiet as their throats become clogged with bees.
Okay, she starts screaming at McKinley and says, "Stop! That's not an answer. You're just threatening me."
This isn't a threat. This is their fate. All will worship Amuzin Kaab. And now
his hands are out like this.
One on either side.
Kickboxing.
Ooh.
You might end up worse than Dran.
Sorry, he's pissing her off. he's threatening her patience, and she's got a personal code, which is to protect the thing, you know, protect life.
Did you make a roll?
So.
Kick in the bee net.
Eleven.
I need to find his card.
You can just kick him in the behind.
I mean. That is invoking a complication, though. I mean, it is her personal code.
Just buzz off.
So, she may be putting herself at risk at this point. But.
Where does his card go? That's Monkey, not McKinley.
Actually, use those stats instead.
Yeah. Please. No, not the agility.
Here we go. So, he uses might to resist.
I like it.
So what'd you get?
I got 11.
You got a 4. Ooh. So you're able to. There it is. You're able to land a hit on the bee-covered body of McKinley.
Okay.
Go ahead and...
Wonder their stingers puncture him.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll damage.
Which is just might.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that. Fudge!
That's a different game.
I don't know. You sure we're not playing that?
17. So he manages to...
I don't get a hero point for the personal code thing.
If you want one, I can give you one.
Excellent. total
3. 3.
18.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, what was it again?
18.
Plus?
Plus what? Plus I got nothing.
You rolled a 0?
I rolled a 0. Ah. That's why I wanted that.
So, 1 point. Mm. So, he's a little stunned, but nothing lasting.
Is it enough to pull his attention off of whatever the voodoo he's...
No, because they have been now inhabited by the True Hive.
Oh, fantastic. Well, yes. Then, yeah, I'm going to hit him again.
Yeah, he's going to roll brawling.
Okay.
Be brawl.
Bye-bye.
And you're definitely going to not be alive anymore.
No, not she's going to be alive.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'm turning into Kerrigan, Queen of Blades.
I never knew in my life I would...
Crap! One!
It would be brawl.
One. My dice hate me.
Wow.
Let me just count this just
one.
For...
Ooh. You rolled like I do.
And I also lost a dice over there by your... Or a die over there.
And McKinley says, shut up, I sting you.
9. Shut up, I sting you. 15. 20. 24. 27. 26. I'm sorry.
Can I have my die back?
What? Where?
It's next to you.
I can't see
that
it.
That side.
Okay. So 26 to your 7. Go ahead and roll might to soak damage.
Yay. At least I didn't roll a 1 now. 6.
Oh, shoot. Stay on the table, dice.
The dice are getting slap happy. Great. Goodbye, guys.
12, 14. So, 6 to 14. Mm-hmm. That's 8 points of damage.
Wounded.
Severely wounded.
That's severely wounded.
Well, it's wounded if you...
If you've only had one hit, then that's...
It's
so, what happens is he punches you with the full force of his
bee-ness. Bee-manliness.
Yeah, like...
Man-bee-ness.
Right in your stomach. And the beast starts swarming over your entire body.
Oh.
And they pin your arms to their sides, and they begin, instead of just, you know, before they were just crawling on you, now you're getting stung.
Okay, I'm screaming.
And we're cutting there. To Dran Renner, who has now been imprisoned, I'm going to say that you've been moved to your quarters for the time being.
But am I still tied down?
You've still been tied.
He's pouting.
Got his arms crossed, he's pouting.
Carlin is making this horrible face.
Stupid mission.
No one's listening to me, this is no fun.
You know, technically you have accomplished your mission that you were given by the commander.
Himmel comes in.
Oh, so I see him come in?
Yeah, he comes in.
Okay,
your
as soon as he comes in, I see him. Where were you on that one?
I would think that, I mean, he's under guard in his quarters?
Yes, he is. Himmel comes in, and he goes, I can't be with you, seen with you all the time if you want me to accomplish what you want.
Dude, you're right there.
I'm not a trained fighter. What do you want me to do? Go against Swamp Thing and... Jaguar Girl and, you know, Princess of the Nile. I mean,
Robinson is going to hold the temp flap open.
Yeah, grow a pair.
Okay, so he holds the temp flap open and he goes, who are you talking to?
Who, me?
You didn't see him all go into the tent?
Yeah, I don't...
We're confused. What's going on?
Is Himmel, like, invisible? Is Himmel in my head? I don't understand.
what is this?
Oh.
Don't know.
Crazy.
Oh, I'm going crazy.
How? Oh, so, okay. I think I... So, I'm at Himmel.
Himmel holds his finger up to his mouth. Shh.
Dran just gets, like, this kind of, like, confused, disgusted look. Like, what are you doing? Himmel. What?
Mr. Himmel.
Himmel comes around from the back of the science tent. Yes? He calls from the background.
You just in the science tent?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm helping Edric pack up some stuff so we can get moving.
All right. Continue.
Carry on?
First Sergeant's going to go into Dran's tent.
Yeah, Dran's witnessing.
Dran witnessed that exchange.
What's going on here, Mr. Renner?
Himmel was in here talking to me, and that's it.
Himmel was just in the science tent. Is he still seeing
Himmel?
No.
Yes, Himmel's still in your tent.
He's standing
He's there. He's right there. I'm tied, so I just motion with head.
And
I can't help you if you tell people about me.
Robinson's looking in that direction.
You can't hear this.
No. Well, Robinson's looking in the direction that...
Yeah.
Okay. There's can I make a roll for Dran to realize if this is legit or not? You know what I mean? Like, to see if he can recognize if this is normal or not normal.
Roll wit.
Actually, I have perceptive. Is that like a once-a-day thing, or is that
It's a once-a-day thing.
Okay, so I guess I used it in the same day already, yeah. So never mind. So is there a roll I can make? Would that be
Go ahead and make a wit roll.
Okay. Yeah, so I want to see, like, so I can evaluate what the heck is happening. So if I know personally or not. That's a pretty good roll. 18?
All I can think of right now is an episode of Deep Space Nine. When, what's his face? One of the Cardassians had the captain.
Kim Kardashian?
And he was just seeing things and talking to people that were not there.
Alright, so Robinson doesn't see anything.
Oh, so since I rolled an 18, does that satisfy the fact that I can surmise that this is not reality?
You can surmise that things
are off.
Are off, but you can definitely see that Himmel is standing right there with his arms crossed, like motioning with his head for you to get Robinson to leave.
Okay. So in which case, so Dran realizes that something's kind of off, so he'd just basically be like, no. He's like, I nodded off, and I just confused when I woke up. I have a concussion too, I think.
Yeah, it's understandable. Willis Master seems to be a lot stronger.
You should see your face.
And that bruise on your head is...
Could you provide me with some water and food? But you would have to feed me and pour the water in my mouth. Because I can't move. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
Please, sir.
Can I get a biscuit?
I will relay that message to medical staff.
Thank you.
And he goes right back outside the tent, and you hear him click on the... He's like, Dr. Jindal, Mr. Renner is requesting some food and water.
And assistance.
And narcotics.
Trans and assisted living.
And we... are going to make sure that you get back on top, my friend. Himmel pats you on the shoulder. I can't believe how they just stood there and watched you get attacked. And they helped that jaguar bitch.
Dran's just nodding.
We'll come out of this okay. I promise you, everything is going to work out just fine. Thanks very much for listening to Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. The cast is Carlin, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, Jordan, and Stephanie. This podcast is released under our Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Please feel free to share the podcast, but please do not modify it or attempt to gain financially from it. To find the show online, visit our site, bonethrowerstheater.com. Our Twitter feed is @BoneThrowersTheater, and our email address is bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Join our social networks on Facebook and Google+. Podcast art was designed by Laura Tress and is used with her permission. Until next time, May the bones fall in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.